We begin today's meditation with a few sipping exercises to remind us a little treat can go a long way. So pick up your McCafe iced coffees, close your eyes, and deep sip in. And deep satisfaction out.
Take a treat retreat at McDonald's. Right now, get a McCafe iced coffee in any size and any flavor for just 99 cents until 11 a.m. Price of participation may vary.
This is episode 930 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, the head coach for Job Search, CoachingHQ.com, and NoBSCoachingAdvice.com. Welcome! And today is the anniversary for my other show. It's the birthday, I should say. We completed 4 years of Job Search Radio, the number two episode. Let me say that again. The number two show in iTunes for episodes around job search. And on Monday, this show, the number one show in iTunes, celebrates its seventh birthday. Can you believe that? 4 and 7 years of material on job search. The other show has 900 plus episodes. This one has 400 plus episodes. Fabulous material. Subscribe to both. I hope you get great advice from them. And today's show is about being clear when you interview. And, well, just listen to the show. You'll understand my point there. Hope you find it helpful. Hope you give it 5 stars on iTunes or Stitcher. And if we are connected on LinkedIn, send a connection request to me at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. So now, let's get going and enjoy the weekend. Today I want to talk with you about the importance of speaking well when you interview. Now, this example is an easy one for me because in the work that I do, it happens all the time. But I must in all candor say this happens in interviews every day. Every day I get a phone call from some hiring manager who's telling me about this issue. Now, it was a scenario yesterday. I referred someone to a client. They call me up after the interview. I prepared the applicant for the conversation, and this is the feedback I get. The feedback is, this guy is terrific. He is really strong at, and they list a series of skills and capabilities the person has. But it was hard to understand him at times because in his enthusiasm, his speaking cadence became so fast and his accent got in the way so often, it was hard to really follow him at times. So I've got to bring him back because I'm not really sure I want to hire him because he's got to deal with and start to talk with the people he'd have to deal with. Now, let's go into what they're really saying. For people with accents, it's very important for you to be able to speak clearly. Now, I know in enthusiasm, there's a tendency to speak quickly. And in certain accents, that cadence can be very difficult for people from different backgrounds to follow. I want to be clear. This isn't about someone from one nationality not being understood by, quote, Americans, native-borns. It's about people from different backgrounds finding it difficult to be understood by people of a different background than that. So this could be someone from the People's Republic being interviewed by someone who was born in India or the United States or Paris. And they're just having a communications issue because the accents aren't familiar. So in enthusiasm and passion, they get through across ideas. And it's just very hard to... And you see what happened there? You probably, in listening to me, found it difficult to follow what I was trying to say. So to break the habit you may have, I want to offer a simple suggestion, and that's visiting a Toastmasters meeting. Toastmaster meetings occur all over the world in cities and states and countries worldwide, and they offer you an opportunity to practice public speaking. Now, public speaking takes lots of different forms. It's not just about speeches. It can be quick, extemporaneous conversations like an interview would tend to be. There's a process there that they do that they work with beginners on when they first join called table topics, where people maybe ask the question. So I'll give an example. There's a moderator there who's at the dais who says, it's a We're coming up on summer. Summer's a wonderful time of year. The weather's warm. People get enthusiastic. They take trips. Tell me about one of your quick memories of summer, Jeff. And that, when you hear your name, that's the first time you know you're going to be asked to speak. And then you have to talk for a minute and a half to 2 minutes on that subject. So by being put on the spot, it becomes a good way to practice for interviews. And I must in all candor say, for those who are native to the country in which the interview is occurring, so if you're in London and you're interviewing in London, if you're in New York and you're interviewing in New York, if you're a U.S. resident interviewing for a U.S. job, or a U.S.-born individual, I should say, interviewing for a U.S. job, don't think you're better than the foreign individual, because you have your issues too. And it's not just simply about regional dialects. So for example, people from the South may find it difficult to be understood by people from the Northeast, and vice versa. I'm living in North Carolina now, and I recognize that I sound like a New Yorker. That's where I was born and lived most of my life. And I've learned to speak differently when I'm talking with people in the South. It's just the nature of the differences in communications and my desire to be understood. You need to do the same kind of adjustments when you're being interviewed by someone. Recognize that in your enthusiasm and your passion, when you speak quickly, it's hard to follow people sometimes as they get so wound up that they have trouble putting ideas together. And it just turns off the audience or makes them question. What do we say in this culture about someone who's a fast talker, particularly in sales? We don't think highly of them. So recognize that you need to speak clearly, but at the same time, communicate intensity and passion. If you're not understood, you're not going to get hired. So look for venues where you could practice. Now, if you're, and I'll use my wife and I for an example. If I were to interview now for a job in Atlanta, I wouldn't practice my communication style with her. I'd practice with someone who was from the South to make sure that I was being followed clearly. Same thing should happen with you. If you're from one nationality, don't practice with someone from the same nationality. Practice with someone from a different one, because it's so important to be understood that even if you're hired and they've struggled to understand you, it's going to cost you money. And figure out that there's a multiplier on the money loss. If you're offered $2,000 or more likely $5,000 or $10,000 less than what you might have gotten had you been understood, let's work with $5,000. In 5 years, that's like $27,000 when you take salary increases into consideration. So don't fool around. Make the point of practicing how you communicate your ideas. And do visit a Toastmasters meeting to see how others critique you. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here's a few ways that I can be of help to you. First of all, if you're interested in one-on-one coaching from me, help with interview preparation or with assistance on a salary negotiation, email me at jeffaltman@thebiggamehunter.us. In the subject line, tell me what it's about, coaching, interview prep, salary negotiation, whatever it is, just put it in the subject line, and in the body, just tell me what's going on, and we'll schedule a time to speak. Next, if you're interested in resume and LinkedIn profile reviews, critiques and such, or a job search makeover where I review every aspect of what you've been doing in your search and try and help you make corrective action one time, you can find out about it at my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us. Look for the tab on top that indicates the kind of service that you want. Click through, place the order, and we'll get to work right away. And there's always jobsearchcoachinghq.com, where I have curated information that you can watch, listen to, or read that's going to help you find work more quickly. Plus, through the site, for one price, you can also ask me questions as well. Again, that site is jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I'll be back with more soon, and in the meantime, have a great day. Take care. Peace.
is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get Thanks Grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get Thanks Grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.